Everyone's talking about course creation. Everyone's talking about putting products out there. Maybe you're thinking about it too. Maybe you're considering putting a course together or a product. In this lightning round, Ross and I talk about the huge potential that there is and why you should stop considering and start working on it. Let's get started. Back in 2015, I think it was maybe 5 years ago or 4 years ago, who knows? time is just a concept in 2020. So I had essentially been working at a startup. And prior to this startup, I ran an agency for conversion optimization, and we sold the agency, my partners and my partners got into this startup, and I joined as the CMO. I worked with them for about 8 months, but it took me about a week to realize that I did not want to be in a startup. Like, I was really happy.
That's pretty fast. A week. That's fast.
I was supposed to be the CMO. I was supposed to be like driving traffic and thinking of campaigns and viral stuff, whatever. And all I could think about was like how to optimize our funnels and how to run tests. And it just wasn't for me. Right. And I realized that I had to get out of this because it wasn't good for me. And I really had been on this path of like doing the things that I love. So I was actually 6 months pregnant.
Ooh.
And it was my first baby. And if I don't leave now, I'm going to be in the startup for a very long time. And I don't know what's going to happen. So I decided to leave. And I think if like in any other circumstances, if anyone told me this, that they were doing this, I'd say you are crazy to leave a job when you're 6 months pregnant, because you're not going to be hired anywhere. You don't have a business. What are you going to do? And I decided to take everything that I did for clients in 5 years at the agency and turn it into a course. And this was essentially like my Hail Mary. I don't know. It was some ridiculous timeline that I had to put everything together. So I started thinking about it. And at 6 months, I was like, okay, I'm going to quit. Right. I have 3 months to launch this. And I have to launch it before I have the baby.
Sounds like a stressful couple of months.
I was crazy, but I did it.
Nice.
And it was interesting because I put it all together. I barely had an email list because everything was obviously sold to the person who bought the company. But I took everything that I learned. I turned it into a course. I spoke to every single person that I knew. And I've got to say, Ross, I think I mentioned this on another episode, it was probably my most successful launch to date.
Wow. See, that's the power of babies, right? Like you get pregnant, you're like, uh-oh, I need to be able to pay for diapers. I need to figure out how I'm going to pay for a crib. Let's launch the most successful course of my life. And then, it's all downhill after that.
Basically. I mean, when you think of it, I didn't have a list. I didn't have any marketing assets. I didn't even have a website. Okay. Let's just be like completely honest about this. I have to say like a huge shout out to Joanna Weeb, one of my best friends who is the founder of Copy Hackers, who is essentially like the queen of courses. And she was the one that was like, no, you got to launch a course right now. Yeah. So all this to say, I launched a course. It was very successful. It allowed me to not work for almost a year, which isn't really true because I immediately started working because I am a workaholic, but that's a different story. But I didn't have to work.
Right.
And it gave me the time to build my brand and think about my consulting business and all that. So what I wanted to talk about today after this insanely long intro is if you are listening to this episode right now and you've been dabbling with it, you've been thinking, hey, should I create a course? Right. Well, I think we should talk about it. I think I want to convince every single person who is listening that you should create a course.
Especially,
what do you think?
Especially if you're pregnant and you have a baby in the oven.
No, don't do it. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, I love this. Courses are one of those things that I think can fundamentally, when you start creating courses, when you understand the power of a course and how it can generate revenue long term, it can just change your career, your life. So I'm super excited for this episode. So let's jump in. When it comes down to it, whether you're pregnant or not, creating a digital course can be an amazing way to generate income. It can be an amazing way to develop your brand. And let's talk about a few other reasons why, or the questions and the rationale around why people should, in fact, consider creating a digital course. So let's do it. Let's jump in.
So first thing everyone needs to know is that the global e-learning market is going to reach $325 billion by 2025. So whether you want to join it or you don't, you just want to ride the wave and look at everyone doing it, everyone is learning online. Especially now in 2020, due to COVID and everything that's happening, people that maybe wanted to even learn offline can't do it. So the world is learning online. So it's happening. Anyone can join. I'm going to use Gia Lordi's famous sentence that she always says to us, which it's not pie.
Right.
Everyone can create a course and you can all be in the same space and still create more courses. It is such a huge market and you have to be in it. I don't see another decision to make other than you have to be in a $325 billion industry, right?
Yeah, I think when you take into consideration, like, folks, more than ever before, when people are behind their keyboards in some areas where you're not allowed outside, there is no question that folks are looking for educational information. If you can provide them with that educational information, that is an opportunity. So often do people get caught up in this idea of, oh, but YouTube has a bunch of influencers out there that are creating educational information. There's PBS, they're creating a bunch of educational information. There's Masterclass, there's Lynda, there's Udemy, there's Coursera. There's all of these different platforms where people are creating educational content. This is all true. But what's different is that you might not need to create the next $5 billion company. If you can create an educational program that generates $20,000 or $40,000 or $50,000, even $150,000, whatever that may be, that might be enough for you to have a completely different lifestyle. And because of that, digital courses might be the perfect place for you to allocate some of your energy and your time.
100%. And I have to say, you don't have to create a robust course.
Right.
So when I started out, I created 25 videos and it was insane. I don't know what I was thinking. It was really like a huge course, but it doesn't have to be that. It could be an intro course. So when we talk about e-learning, it's not necessarily an actual course where you're sitting and watching videos. It could be something very small and a product that you can sell. So if you are a consultant, if you offer PPC, if you're a health coach, or maybe you're in real estate, you can still create products and sell them. So it could be email templates. It could be a workshop. It could be a fill in the blank templates that you create for your subscribers. It could be a membership site. Maybe it's on Slack. Maybe it's on Facebook. People are paying to be in your membership. And it could also be a very short course. It doesn't have to be the entire intro to everything you know. It could be a small intro into one of the issues that your clients and your customers are having a hard time solving, and you can solve it to them with a product, with a course, with a workshop or a webinar series.
Yeah, exactly. That is a great point. I've made the mistake in the past of thinking, oh, I need to create 500 videos. Okay, not actually 500, but like 50 videos for a course to be complete. When in reality, I've seen people create courses that are just one short video. And in that one short video, they deliver so much value that people are willing to spend $100, $200, $300 just for that video and to get access to it. So again, if you can create value for folks that they can use your content, your information to do something that will ultimately give them ROI, return on that investment, doesn't matter how robust it is. You don't necessarily need all of the fill in the blank templates. You don't need the community. All of those things can be icing on the cake, don't get me wrong, but they're not a necessity for creating a product and getting it out there.
And not to mention that many people aren't even in the mind space of taking a complete course or have the time. A lot of people, when I launch my course, they reach out and say, but this is a very long course. I don't have the time for it. So there is space for people who want to learn smaller projects. That's why my second course, when I launched it, was something very simple that you can do in 1 week. And it was very highly successful too, because it's for people that don't have the time. They want to be super actionable. They want to go into the tactics, and you can choose that one thing. And what I love about creating a digital course is that it helps you learn a lot about your audience. So what that means is that if you understand the key challenges and pains that you are trying to solve for your clients, and it doesn't have to be everything, just one key issue that they are facing and you solve it for them in a course, you get to learn a lot about your target audience that helps you then create new services or new products that you can offer to your audience later. So it becomes this place where you can do so much research and learn so much in order to grow your business even more, not even just in that digital course arena.
That's it. And what also comes with that is what I think the most underrated element is, because you put so much time and energy into creating that course, you're ultimately going to level up your knowledge around it. And you're going to be seen by the community very quickly as an authority on that topic, right? Because you have put in the time, you've put in the energy to really learn the ins and outs of that topic, you gain more insight around it. You are now going to the market and saying, look at what I've created. Folks are going to view you as an authority on this topic. You're going to get a more increased likelihood of getting invited to speak at a conference because you have a course on a certain topic. If you've developed a course on personal branding, you're going to be invited to speak on personal branding. If you create a course about AWS, you're going to be invited to speak at an event about AWS. It's a great way to gain authority, especially if you're a newcomer into a space that you're not familiar with. But if you can come out, hit the ground running with a course on that topic, it just gives you an extra level of trust in the market as well.
That's so true. And this is why I really think that whether you are in SaaS, you're a consultant, you're an entrepreneur, you're a coach, whatever you're doing, it can also become a passive income for you. This could be a funnel that ultimately, I don't want to sell that dream where like, you don't do any work.
Right.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There's so much work in creating a course or any product. However, we've spoken so many times. I think when we did the episode about Bob Ross, we spoke about the power of evergreen content. So in my business, for example, we have two courses, one that's evergreen and one that launches once a year. And the evergreen course, I'm not doing too much promotion for it, but it's constantly bringing in revenue and I'm not doing that much. I optimize it because I am an optimizer. But once I actually tested it a couple of times with a few big launches, I got the understanding of, okay, here's the sales page. Here are the emails. Here's what's working. Let's run this and get people into this sequence and into this funnel and see if people convert. It's helping me and knowing that no matter what happens, this money's coming in and I learn so much. I connect with new people. I've got new audiences coming into my Slack group or into Facebook group and we're connecting. I'm learning more. I'm getting new ideas for products. So it's the thing that feeds itself and it keeps growing and growing.
I love it. It's so true. And I think even if you are a SaaS product or you're an entrepreneur, whatever you are, remember, it is good to diversify your income streams, right? And a course is a simple way to diversify that. So if you are a consultant and you're generating a bunch of clients through your services, that's great. But what happens when some of that dries up? It would be very nice to know that you have a cushion through this course that you can send a few tweets about, you can send a few emails about, and get people buying your course in the matter of days, if not hours or minutes, because you've diversified the value that you can provide people. So a course is a great way to kind of diversify your revenue streams. I've seen SaaS companies do this extremely well. There's a few that have a SaaS product where they get that monthly recurring revenue every single month, but at the same time, they're selling ebooks, they're selling guides, they're selling reports, and they're selling courses to ensure that their entire pie, so to speak, isn't all SaaS revenue. It's also related to their products. And I think that for organizations, entrepreneurs, et cetera, when you're thinking about your own income, you should be looking to diversify it. And a course is a great way to do so.
I love it. So if you're thinking about creating a digital course, go for it.
Yes.
Don't look back. Just do it, as Nike likes to say. And other than that, we hope that you give us a 5-star review on any of the platforms that you are listening to and connect with us in our Facebook group. Now, if you are interested to learn more about digital courses, because there's just so much to learn about creating a course, launching it, planning it, and distributing it, and we can create episodes about every single piece of this because we've both done very different launches and tried different things, failed, succeeded. So if you're interested, jump into our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/actiondrivenpodcast, and let us know what content you want us to talk about, what do you want to learn about, and we will do episodes on those. Thank you so much for listening and have a good day.